Now it is time to ask the Riddler and Junior. This is from Shamar in Richmond. Shamar writes, my wife has a sharp tongue and it's worse when she's been drinking. We were out the other night and she got smart with some gangster looking dudes and then looked at me like I was supposed to back her up. I can't fight and I don't want to. How do I control her before she ends up getting us hurt?
Ain't no us. It's you. She gonna help you get your ass whooped. Let me tell you something. You need your wife, you need to make sure she's drinking water while y'all out in public, because apparently she can't handle it. And when she get home, she can get a drink. But all this in public about to start something, you gonna get, you ain't, it sound like you ain't never had a fight. Sound like you ain't ready for one, don't want one. So you need to just feed her some water. Or, you know, you want to get her something, like get her Arnold Palmer. Half lemonade, half iced tea. Get her that until y'all get to the house. Tell her, let her know when she gets to the house, it's open game. You can have whatever you want, but you're not going to get my ass whooped out here in these streets.
I know. He said, I can't fight, and I don't want to. What you got, Junior?
No, I'm with Tommy. I can see how you look. I know you can't fight. You wear glasses.
What do you say?
Your shirt is tucked in. I can't fight? When you say that, you have glasses and your shirt tucked in. You need to keep some Dasani in the back of the truck. That's what you need to do. Because you go end up like times, you can get your ass behind your wife. She know you there. And she know you can't fight, but she testing you too. You might want to get out of this marriage. It's dangerous.
You know what he look like, Norbit? You know what he look like, Junior?
Who?
Norbit.
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 That's him.
Norbit.
Wow.
No, all right. Big up to Eddie. Fight. Don't call us for this. This ain't what we do.
Moving on and Texarkana. Roanne in Texarkana says, my 19-year-old brother was babysitting my 4-year-old. My child said that two girls came over and they were all in the bathroom making noise. So I didn't pay my brother for babysitting. He said, I'm crazy for believing a 4-year-old. Am I?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Read the top of that again.
My 19-year-old brother was babysitting my 4-year-old. My child said, the 4-year-old said this, the two girls came over and they were all in the bathroom making noise. So I didn't pay my brother for babysitting.
Okay. You know, I could care less about you paying him. I don't care nothing about that. He 19 with two people? 19 with two in the bathroom? Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
No.
My bad.
He left the baby.
Turned the baby right outside the door. There ain't nothing wrong with the baby. The baby fine. Now, you need to start giving this baby some candy or something so this baby can keep their mouth to itself and not say nothing. You ain't got your babysitting skills up as a 19-year-old. That's your problem. What time these kids supposed to go to bed at 4?
Junior.
Ain't it about 8:39?
At 4.
Before that.
Oh, yeah, the girl should have came about 9:30, 10. He just ain't got his stuff together.
Okay.
But I'm not really caring if she paid him or not. I don't care nothing about that. I'm impressed by the 19 with the two people. I'm sorry, but I'm impressed.
Junior.
you need to pay your brother. That's what you need to do. Forget what the 4-year-old said. You need a babysitter. That's what it sounds like to me. I know the baby 4 years old, but then you had to go somewhere for him to babysit. So you should quit listening to your 4-year-old and keep your babysitter, because you know how you is right now. So what the baby 4 is, she told. And 4-year-olds have a very imaginative imagination. Yes.
That means the brother was not watching the child.
The brother is 19 and the baby 4. It's two kids.
The door is locked.
Yeah.
That's the problem. What if the baby?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Gets into something.
But the baby did.
You're not
the boy did good.
The baby.
You know, the baby fault. The baby can handle it.
Can get into stuff. What are you?
We got them covers over the plugs. We got everything. The baby fault.
Matter of fact, where was the mama at that the brother got the babysit the 4-year-old? What was she doing?
Oh, so the mama can't leave. She can't leave her house.
What was she doing? She doing the same thing that he was doing.
Don't turn this on to mama.
I know. What is happening
the
here?
The 4-year-old talk too much. The 4-year-old gonna be home by herself.
I agree with that.
That's who need a whooping is the 4-year-old.
No, he's a baby. All right, moving on to Sean in Milwaukee. Sean writes, I gave my wife a fake Louis Vuitton bag for her birthday, and she doesn't know it's fake. I want to get another one for Christmas. My best friend said my wife is going to find out and be upset. Will she be mad or glad that I saved some money? Mad?
So you finna take a second chance at fake. You done tried it once. Now you finna do it again. Let me tell you something. At some point, when your girl go out with her girls, I promise you, ain't no lady gonna hold it. She gonna tell to her girl, that one there ain't real. And I'm just saying, let me show you why it ain't real. And they know how to go through that bag and show you exactly this stitching and that stitching and let you know why this bag ain't real. You need to get your girl a real purse and quit playing.
Yeah.
Point blank. Get your baby the real purse. Why are you being cheap with your girl?
Yeah. He can afford it for sure.
Get her the real deal.
Tommy.
Now he finna buy another one.
Uh-huh. Now she rocking two fake.
Now she got a Luby and a Goosey. You know what I'm saying? This is wrong.
Junior.
Thinking she's stunned.
Junior.
Don't ask me, Junior.
Why?
Keep the fake bag. You win it, dude. You win it. Shut up, though.
He's a loser. You see my ass holding up?
I know, but listen, he trying to please his girl. She want to feel like everybody else. But you in Milwaukee. Stop writing us, because you're the only one in Milwaukee doing this. You need to be quiet. Just keep buying. We can't talk about you. Forget that. Tommy never got money for that. Don't do that. You obviously want your girl to have the same bag her friends do. But don't worry about it. We can't afford it. Keep putting the Louis V, the Louis B, whatever it is you buying, keep doing it. But shut up, though. And don't write us. Don't write us no more, though. You keep telling on yourself. You're winning until you wrote this morning show, because we national.
Yes.
It's all right. All I know.
I thought it was for Louis. All right, last one. Cecilia in Albuquerque says, I had overnight company. I woke up in the middle of the night and he was on the phone in the kitchen. I heard him, but he swears he was playing a game on his phone. I think he has a girlfriend. Who else would he be talking to so late? Guys?
Okay, no.
Junior, what you
think? Now listen.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Now listen. Who I talk to after midnight is my business. All right. Now, you ain't got no business getting up this late, getting all in my business. Now, who I talk to after 12 ain't got nothing to do with you. I done came over. We done what we gonna do. We done had a good time. Now, I got to go in here in the kitchen and try to talk to somebody real quickly and get some stuff taken care of. What that's got to do with you? What?
In my house.
It's
got a lot
definitely.
To do.
Yeah. Okay, that's why you see people all out on the patio at 2:00 in the morning because of stuff like this. This is the reason why.
Tom, you know what I do?
What?
I talk to my accountant at 2:00 in the morning every day.
Your accountant. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's who I be talking to
at 2 in the morning every day.
All right.
Liar.
Thank you, Riddle-O. Thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.